Welcome back to Tip TV Education. My name's Charlie Burton and I'm interviewing James Booth here today. We were just talking about win rates actually and profitability. Let's pick up, James, on where we just left off. Win rate versus profitability.
Yeah. Well, if you're a private trader like I am and you like winning trades, who doesn't? Everybody wants to win a trade.
Yeah.
But often to win trades, We like to end them early. Nobody likes to be in profit and then see it come back and stop them out. And that's why we move to break even so quickly. That's why we like to get out of them when they're in profit. But when you look at trades, and I know there's loads of people out there, when they look at the trades afterwards, if they analyze them, they often kick themselves and think, why didn't I just stay in that a bit longer? Mm. Why did I get stopped out by one pip at break even when I could have just kept that little bit of distance and given the market some room to breathe? And that's one of the things that I learned. That was a big lesson for me, that even though I knew from my analysis what was going to happen, I had to train my brain to do the right thing when it counts and actually just let the trades develop. Don't keep moving to break even. You know, give things an opportunity to get there. And statistically, if I lose more than I win, but my win rate, so my win ratio, it's sort of 4-1, 5-1, 6-1.
Oh, yeah. You say win ratio, do you mean your risk-reward ratio?
My risk the reward to risk, really, is so much better than the ones that I'm losing that ultimately I can make more money. And that was another interesting thing that came out of looking at those things.
Well, this is the thing, and you do realise that you can make, and you become more comfortable with having a lower win rate. In order to get those higher risk-reward ratio trades, you've got to accept a lower win rate. It's just the way it works. But interestingly, coming back just slightly to this whole moving stop to break even thing, is that you were prepared to take the risk when you first executed the trade with the stop down here. But then once price goes up a little bit, we're no longer prepared to accept that risk that we were quite happy with at the beginning, at the outset. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mindset.
Nobody likes to give anything back.
They've seen a little bit of P&L positivity there.
No, we like it. It feels good, doesn't it, to be in the money. And we like that feeling. We want to lock it in. Hmm. And I think with trading, you have to be willing to... Well, markets move in waves, don't they? There's a wave up, there's a wave back. That's that buying and selling ebb and flow of the market. And once you've trained yourself to accept the fact that I'm going to go into profit, it may come back on me a little bit, down even to break even, or even maybe into a little bit of negativity, but then it's going to break higher again, and then it'll come back. If you're willing to ride out those waves to a target that you've seen and you've decided upon from your trade setup before you entered the trade, and if you're willing to ride those things out, you always make more money than if you just want to move to break even and get out quick.
So where's this revelation come from then? Was it something that's gradually happened as a result of you looking at those statistics over the years? Because again, you know, you've had some time out, as we've talked about, because of life and stuff, or you had some time out.
Yeah.
But from your day trading, you realised that the day trading was a bit too intensive, didn't you?
Well, one of the things with day trading is I was on a very tight time frame. And so it's quite forgiving because I'm watching the screen all the time. If I want to have a very tight stop, I can dip into a trade. I move to break even. If I'm out and the market goes again in my direction, I can enter again. And you can do that, but it's a very hectic way to trade. I mean, things are happening so fast. And you just sit there all day long. And one of the things I realized is that by looking at my trading and the results that I was getting, I could be taking upwards of 20 trades a day. But when you looked at the overall pip gain or the points that I'd gain, it was the equivalent to just one nice trade on perhaps a higher time frame. Mm-hmm. And so I started to think that there's probably a nicer way of doing this that isn't quite so hectic. And you know, the number of times that I'd be working from home and family would come in and disturb me, right at the point where I think I'm about to enter the trade, I turn around, I have a conversation, I turn back and the market's already moved. And the tension that it creates, it just wasn't worth it.
Yeah. Well, you end up begrudging your wife. I used to be like that in the financial crisis when I was trading a lot, day trading. I don't do trade like that anymore, that intensively. But you begrudge your wife for the rest of the day. It puts you in a mood for the rest of the day because you've missed out on that lovely trade.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you realise that there's a more relaxed way of approaching the markets.
Well, yeah, and it's more of out of
necessity
as much as anything, because now I work full time. I have a very busy job. But I wanted to get back into trading, so the natural thing for me was to start to look at swing trading. So I can look at a position on an evening or first thing in the morning, and I can manage them a different way. And that's obviously where I've gravitated to now. But it was that it's been an interesting transition from that day trading mindset to a swing trader's mindset. And there's been a few lessons to learn over the last sort of 12 to 18 months since I've been getting back into it.
Yep. Okay. And so style-wise, there must be a difference between the old day trading style, which was you were using range bars, weren't you, with your day trading? And
yeah, range bars, very tight stops, yep. Just in, out, I say, very yep. fast, 6 pips, 10 pips.
And you're trading futures?
And I was a futures, yep. So very much oil and gold and, yep. and other things.
Yep.
So
now high volatility markets. Yep.
Yeah, anything that's moving, yep. really. Whereas now it's more Forex, that type of stuff. I still look at some indices. I still like to look at gold and things.
Yeah.
But it's the transition from that mindset where I've got to be in, it's fast, it's quick, it's all going to be over in a few minutes, few seconds sometimes, to actually learning to see a setup that might take several weeks to actually get to the point where it's technically a safe place to enter, where you've got that great risk-reward ratio, and then actually learning to just sit and wait.
Well, this is the hardest transition, I think, especially for a day trader, is to go from day trading to swing. The hardest part of that transition is learning to, like you said earlier on, sit on your hands. Because you now have to hold positions overnight. Day traders hate holding positions overnight.
Absolutely. I mean, for me, holding positions overnight, it's a different margin. It's markets gap. You know, who knows what's going to happen
while
I'm asleep.
Futures, yeah.
So for me, it's been, obviously, we're trading completely different trade sizes anyway because we're trading bigger stops.
Yeah.
But learning not to be pushing to get to break even, learning to let the market breathe, learning to allow a trade to develop not over minutes but over days and even weeks at times while markets ebb and flow and giving them that room to breathe. That's been quite a difficult lesson to learn, but it's an enjoyable experience and it's great that it fits in around work now.
Yeah, okay, so you get the best of both worlds. So let's talk about, we were talking about earlier on over a coffee, you just come out of a gold trade, a swing trade on gold, which you held for probably, I'm assuming, about 3 weeks.
Yeah, so
roughly
about
speaking.
That, yeah.
So how do you feel as you're going through the emotions of gold? Now, I know that gold's just gone. We're recording this on the 26th of January, I believe it is. How did you feel having to hold on to that position? Now, I know that gold just pretty much went over 3 weeks, vroom, like that. So it didn't do much by way of retracement, which makes it sometimes easier to hold on to the position. But talk us through some of the emotions you might have felt just holding on to what was pretty much a profitable position all the way.
I think for the gold trade, it's nice to be surrounded by some other traders now, and I'm in a trading group, so we can also bounce yep. ideas off each other, which is great for a mindset.
Yep.
Because instead of being isolated and on your own, you've got other people suggesting and you know what they're doing, which helps yep. a lot. But I can't help as being an old day trader to have a lower time frame chart on the screen. And when as gold is moving, in my mind, I'm seeing I can be out, I can get yeah. back in, I can get out, I can get back in. Mm. And it's battling that every day for me to sit and wait and sit and wait and sit and wait. And I had a target and it reached it. And of course it's blown straight through that and it's
who
gone
cares?
Up.
But you still had a good.
But I'd learned that I'm gonna go for my risk reward ratio. I think it was about 4-1, 5-1, and it was a great trade. And that's all I needed from that, and so.
So the battle was, I say a battle, but it's that fighting that urge to want to trade in and out of it. Because the problem can be is that sometimes we can get clever, try and come out of it, and then say right on the next retracement I'll buy it again.
Yeah.
It doesn't retrace, and you've missed out on the next
exactly.
move.
Exactly. Yeah. And of course, when you've got a day job and you're busy, you can't do that anyway.
No.
The retracement's going to come while you're in a board meeting or you're out seeing a client, and so you have to just ride them out.
So it's, I think that's the main thing from your whole transition from going from being a day trader and within being day trading as well, from what you said, is patience. Learning to have that discipline and patience to sit on a trade rather than interfere.
Yeah, and I think certainly from the transition as we're talking about from day trading to swing trading is because of the technicals, I can sometimes convince myself that I already know where it's going to go. And instead of waiting for that confirmation, for that bar to close with inside the bands or waiting for it to even close, I'll get a trigger finger and I want to get in early. And it's okay to dip your toe in, but it's learning to position size and manage that accordingly. And not. I used to be an all-in, all-out person because day trading, you're just in, you're out. There's no time to start thinking about how many. You just have a set lot and you're in and you're out. Whereas now with the swing trading, I'm thinking about, right, I can go in with a half lot or a half position, or maybe go in with a slightly bigger position where as the trade grows and add into it. And all of that's been a new learning curve for me.
And the nice thing now, with, like you say, it's making you a much more rounded trader. So when you do want to do some day trading, you'll be a much better day trader with the skill sets that you've learned from swing trading and the patience and all the other
discipline you've learned. Oh, I'm sure. If I transition now back to being a day trader, if life work-life balance permits, I will definitely step back a few time frames, as it were, away from the range bars and start to look at it from a much more easier pace, I would say, that fits my lifestyle a bit more. One that gives me the time to actually make a coffee or make some lunch and actually think about the trades that I'm going to go in and let them develop, whether it's a 5-minute or a 15-minute. It's a completely different style of trading. Nice music playing, you can watch what's happening, you can actually have a conversation with someone while the trade's developing without screaming at them to get out of the room.
Enjoy life a little bit more at the same time. James Booth, thanks ever so much for coming on Tip TV Education. We're out of time already. My name's Charlie Burton. Trade safely out there.